Unit 9. Childproof Technology. A disaster waiting to happen. Children love to play, and they are very curious. But sometimes, because of their innocence and their playful nature, they get into trouble. Any new technological innovation should always take into account not only the safety of adults, but also, particularly, the safety of children. Many tragedies involving children and technological innovation have occurred in the past. Children have been trapped in refrigerators and washing machines. Even plastic wrap can be dangerous for children. However, the revolving door didn't have much of a reputation as being dangerous for kids until someone decided to improve them by adding motors and motion sensors. This upgrade has led to yet another child-related tragedy. Revolving doors traditionally go around by being pushed by a person entering or leaving a building. The first revolving door was installed in 1898 at a New York City restaurant. The advantage is that the revolving door forms an airlock, which makes heating or cooling a building more efficient. Less cool or warm air can escape if revolving doors are used. I remember very well the first time I saw one. I was just a child, but it reminded me of a merry-go-round. Indeed, I played in many a revolving door. I would push it around and around as fast as I could, much to the distress of adults coming in or going out. Of course, my mother tried to stop me, but kids will be kids. The tragedy that occurred in 2004 at the Mori Tower building in Tokyo involved a 6-year-old boy having his head caught in an automatic revolving door. The boy died, and this led to a full investigation as to how it happened. The investigation first focused on the door itself. The sensors for starting and stopping the door were found to be faulty. The sensors had a blind spot, and there was a lag in stopping. That is why the door continued to try to turn even while blocked. The investigators checked to see if there had been previous accidents concerning the 8 automatic revolving doors in the Roppongi Hills complex. They found that in the 11 months since the opening of the complex, 32 accidents had occurred. Many involved children, and many had resulted in trips to the hospital for the victim. Of course, they deepened the investigation further. They found that even though company executives knew about the previous accidents, they had failed to take action. A total of 7 Mori company employees were indicted by the prosecutor. The company was aware of the mechanical problem before the boy was killed by the automatic revolving door. It seems certain that many employees of the responsible company regret what happened. It may be that, as is common in large companies, a failure in communication and unclear lines of responsibility were at fault in this case. If it is not clear who is responsible, then no one wants to take responsibility. If that is part of the environment inside a large company, then that company may just be sitting on a disaster waiting to happen.